Today on
Blog
Credit Talk
Radio.
Today on Credit Talk US.
Down and up and down and up and down and up and down. Down and up and down and up and
today on Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. More than 40,000 people are joining credit unions and they've moved their money from big banks. It was the big bank transfer. We discuss it right now. Brace yourself, America. This is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live.
No more tears. Stand up to your fears.
Keep your voices right. Keep your nose.
USA Live with your host, John Ashley.
Hello, America, and welcome to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Ashley, President and CEO of American Negotiators. American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live sponsor of today's show is American Negotiators. Are you ready, America? I think you might be ready. Here we go. America's number one credit show. Thanks to you. And today, a little bit later than normal, because I was actually on a plane. And so we are at 1 o'clock. Normally, we are here Thursdays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And today, we're going to be discussing how 40,000 people are fed up with the big bank. Are you one of those people, America? Also, coming up at 1:30, we're going to do our song pick of the week. It is by one of my best friends in the world, country music superstar. Stay tuned at 1:30. We're going to go over that. Also, at 1:40, we're going to tell you about American Negotiators and how American Negotiators is ready to help you end your debt permanently, America. And we're going to do our entertainment news. X Factor is winding down. I'll tell you what I think the last night's performance is. Right now, let's get to the show. Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live is brought to you today by American Negotiators. Go to CreditTalkUSA.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, our Twitter and Facebook pages. Especially our Twitter seems to be blowing up lately, and I want to tell you how much I greatly appreciate that. The opening today was by the amazing band OTEP, and the song was called Fist Falls. And you can hear that entire song also on any of your iTunes stores. All right, let's get to today's show. More than 40,000 people joined credit unions during the Move Your Money bank Transfer Day movement a couple of Saturdays ago, continuing the exodus of customers that are fed up with big banks. The customers were the latest in a surge of members to credit unions and signed up in the most recent weeks so they could get away from big banks. Are you one of these people that are outraged by this, America? A public anger over proposed fees of Bank of America and elsewhere has just boiled over, says CNN.com. The Credit Union and Association of America said Tuesday that they are seeing more people sign up than ever. Since September 29th, the Bank of America, that a Bank of America, I call them Bank of the Un-America, they announced that they are rescinding their monthly debit card fee. An average estimated of $5 increases nationally were around 20,000 new members. 20,000 new members, guys. And there was a statement on Saturday that consumers doubled the pace. It's clear that consumers kept up the interest in credit unions. Here's the deal. They're tired of the big banks, so they're going to credit unions where they actually feel like they are going to be treated like a normal person. They're not going to be treated like a number, because that's what's happening with all these big banks,
is
they're being treated like a number. You know, I call it warehouse banking. And you know what, America? I think consumers are to the point where they are tired of being treated this way. They are tired of the average bank treating them, charging them with every, you know, thing that they can charge them with. When you think about it, when you signed up with your bank account, most people, if you're smart, signed up with a free checking. Well, they're trying to get rid of that. And then they were trying to charge you, unsuccessfully, I might add, a fee for your debit card. And there was such an outrage, we talked about it on the show for weeks and weeks and weeks, that they were unsuccessful in doing that because you stood up as a community and said, no, I am not going to pay this. So, America, what I need to know from you is this. What do you think about the situation going on with this, okay? Are you up for this?
Are you up for this right now, America? Are you better for this, America? Are you tired of the big banks trying to take advantage of you? If you are, then you are not alone. Let me repeat, you are not alone. The big banks are hearing you. Make sure that you keep your voices heard and heard loud. Because I want to repeat to you, this is coming from the Credit Union National Association, says since September 29th, that was the day that Bank of America announced its now rescinded monthly debit card fee. An average estimated membership of credit unions increases nationally by over 20,000 new members a day. 20,000 new members a day. People are going from banks in droves. They are running as fast as they can. If you would like to discuss this with us, live in the studio right now is 619-638-8513. 619-638-8553. We would love to talk to you. We are going to be reading your emails on this show, which I'm so excited about. We are also going to be talking about Occupy Wall Street. Guys, it's getting nasty out there. Your First Amendment rights are being trampled on. I want to know what you think about this, because I think it is a shame the way that they are doing this. And I wonder if Bank of America is hearing their customers leaving in droves. I wonder if the big banks are listening. Now, we need to go to break, and as we go to break, this is Faith Hill. It's called Come Home, and you can get that on iTunes. And it's the first time she's released an album in 5 years, so you can hear that. When we come back, we will continue to tell you how consumers are running to collect to credit unions to get away from big banks. Are you one of those customers? We're going to find out when we come back. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live on Blog Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
They're in the wrong place, trying to make it right. But I'm tired of justifying. So I say to you.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
In every family, there's one person who drives you a little crazy.
I gotta pick Jill up at 4 a.m.
She comes once a year and she's leaving on Sunday.
However, there's no escaping it when it's your sister.
How we doing?
Your twin sister.
Are you going bald?
Huh?
No, you're getting fatter and your hair doesn't realize it needs to cover more face.
Okay.
From the producers of Just Go With It and Grown Ups.
And Jill are so alike.
We are nothing alike, I promise you.
She isn't shy. And she isn't leaving.
I put a little list together of things I want to do.
Beach, horseback riding.
Let's go! Oh my God!
Seriously, honey, can't you try a little harder? She's your sister.
This year,
guess who is taking you to the Lakers game?
Finally, some swim time!
Compliments to Mr. Pacino.
What?
This is insane, man. You gotta call him.
From Columbia Pictures.
All you gotta do is make contact.
That's
what. Somebody asked.
Oui, monsieur.
Je te lève ton CV. Je vais ton.
Je comprends pas. Je.
Oh! Oh! Oh my God! I'm sure you have others.
You'd think it, but oddly enough, I don't.
Family is forever.
Daddy, do you know how to jump rope?
Who would have doubled that thing?
Adam Sandler, Katie Holmes, God Elmaleh, Jack and Jill.
Please don't destroy my pool.
Imagine fulfilling your wildest fantasies. Like eating pepperoni pizza-flavored ice cream. Mmm. Or your teenager warmly affirming your every word with a nod and a smile. Ooh. Or how about a 30-year mortgage fixed at rates below 3.99% and an annual percentage rate below 4.25%? Now that's something you might be able to believe in. Because of all the fun in our economy, if you have a mortgage between $175,000 and $417,000, it is quite possible you'll qualify for a 30-year mortgage fixed below 3.99% with an annual percentage rate below 4.25%. You'll need a credit score of 740 and 20% equity to qualify for those rates, but the rates are still great if you don't have that equity and your scores are a little bit less. Call TexasFunding.com today, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply with TexasFunding.com.
Equal Housing Lender, Texas License Number 137773.
The sun.
John Ashley. We're here every Thursday at 1 p.m., and we are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you tell your friends and family about us. Because of you, we are number one. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that. It's so appreciated. Make sure you understand also that you can go back on the internet to CreditTalkUSA.com, and you can listen to any of our past shows. Tell you a little bit about myself. I've been on the radio for I've been in the credit and debt industry for going on 24 years. Wow. And I love educating consumers and reminding everybody about what's going on in anything that affects you financially. And let me tell you something. Where you have your money in a bank right now, it is a financial situation. You need to make sure that you have your money in the right bank. Some people say it shouldn't be banks at all. It should be credit unions. What do you say to that, America? We're going to be reading some emails. If you would like to join us live on the show, you can listen to us either on the internet. You can call in and listen to us. You can call in and press 1 and talk to me. We are America's number one credit show. Thanks to you, you can reach us at 619-638-8513, 619-638-8513. Now back to the show. Customers, over 40,000 customers, America, 40,000 customers removed their money from big banks. And one major bank, I'm going to tell you who that is in a minute. One major bank, they're moving their money in droves because they are fed up with the way big banks are treating them. Are you one of the people that this is happening to, America? You know what? The thing is that big banks just think that they can take advantage of everybody. They just think that they can, you know, that the consumer is just going to take it. The consumer is just going to take it because the consumer doesn't have a choice. Guess what, America? They're wrong, and you are proving it to them by not allowing them to keep your money if they're going to charge you the way that they're charging you. So, like we talked about earlier in this article, it was the Credit Unions National Association said since September 29th, and that was the day Bank of America announced their now rescinded monthly $5 debit card fee, there was an average estimated membership increase nationally over 20,000 new members a day, says Bill Cheney. On Saturday, it was actually a couple of Saturdays ago that this article reads, consumers doubled the pace, and it's clear consumers kept up their interest in credit unions. And the reason is because credit unions aren't doing these absurd things with the way things are being charged. It is outrageous, America. It is outrageous the way that consumers are being treated by their banks. And when you start trying to charge a consumer to get access to their own money, for me, I just think that that's just crossing the line. It is too much, and it is too ridiculous, and even though that these banks are rescinding what they were going to do, it doesn't change the fact that they did it. It doesn't change the fact that they did it. And consumers are saying, you know what? It might be a little bit too late for this. That's what consumers are saying. Consumers are saying, you know what? You're changing it back now. But the thing is that before, you were going to do it. Now, we need to take just a really quick break. And when we come back, we will continue to read the article. And that's from CNN.com. Remember, you can go to CreditTalkUSA.com and you can read from the article that I am reading from. Please, I encourage you to, so you can get it all, because sometimes we run out of time and we're not able to get to everything. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, heard on Blog Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial, America. We'll be right back. I need you by my side.
summer. I know what you're thinking about. Christmas! I know, I can't wait either. Here, come on.
I've got something really amazing to show you.
But you promise you won't show loads of people or stick it on the internet?
Here, look.
Gift wrap elves, attention!
Sir, yes, sir!
Santa's airborne gift wrap battalion, the green ribbons.
Present arms!
Mathematician scissors, chase guns, gift wrap,
Santa patterns,
sir!
Brilliant!
On my count, wrap that!
That, sir?
Let me hear your Christmas noise!
Ho, 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 sir!
Ho, 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 go, go, go!
Hey, this is top secret! Turn that off!
Arthur Christmas.
Wow! That's one big teddy bear!
Whoa! Coming in November.
There's nothing coming in November. Go back to your summer. No polar bears in Mission Control!
Yeah, man. So we back in the club, with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up, yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up.
Welcome back, America, to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Ashley. And we are here every Thursday at 1 p.m. And we're heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to play our song pick of the week. It is by a country music superstar. And I cannot wait to share this new song with you. It has the most amazing message by an amazing man. And you will hear that coming up here pretty quick. And real quick, let's talk about today's show. We are talking about consumers are moving their money from big banks to credit unions. What do you think about that? If you'd like to join us live on the show at 619-638-8513, 619-638-8513, and you can join us live, and we're also going to be reading some of your emails. We've gotten 66 emails from you guys about our story, and we want to go over that with you. Remember to go to CreditTalkUSA.com, and you can read from the article that we're reading from. All right, so right now we're talking, this is a CNN Money.com article, and right now we are talking about how consumers in droves are moving their money. 40,000 consumers when this article was written, that was a few weeks ago, and there was a survey done, and the industry group said that an estimated 650,000 people have joined credit unions between September 29th and the first week of November. 650,000 consumers, America. To me, that says that people are getting kind of tired of this. That people are getting tired of the regular banks not listening to them. You know what? The banks try so many different things, and it's kind of like they just throw it against the wall and see what will stick. They just throw it against the wall and see what the consumer is going to allow them to do. And I am very, very proud of you, America, because you did not allow them to take advantage of you with this. And what I'm even further proud of you is that research is showing that it doesn't matter at this point that the credit union or the banks are changing their ways and they're just getting rid of what consumers don't like. Consumers are not going back to their banks right now. They're not. 650,000 consumers have joined credit unions alone between September 29th and the first week in November. Okay? Not only that, they also brought in a $4.5 billion in new savings accounts. So consumers are not only just moving their money from regular banks, they are also taking their savings account, which I'm very proud, because a lot of times consumers are, you know, they'll dip their finger in the water just to see exactly what's going on. And I think what this is showing is that people are fed up. People are fed up with, you know, the big banks making all this money. And if you'll remember, America, it was just a few years ago that you as a taxpayer were responsible for the big banks to even remain in business. I highly recommend that everybody out there watch an HBO special called Too Big to Fail, because there are a lot of people out there that still haven't seen it, still don't really understand why we had to give the big banks $787 billion, while there were banks that really did not need our help. Our government forced those banks, not all of them, but some of them, to take the money, even though they did not need it. They did not need it, but they didn't want it to look like it's what they were doing, and giving these banks that were in trouble a cash infusion. And the reason they did not want it to look that way, America, is because they didn't want to start a panic to where you couldn't get access to your money. You know, when you watch this Too Big to Fail, it's a little terrifying, actually, because when Lehman Brothers filed bankruptcy, and I invite you to go back and research all this, when people found out that AIG was, you know, they're an insurance company, and we ended up absolving, I think, 80% of them. We ended up with the government and the American taxpayers end up owning 80% of them. It was an interesting situation, because the banks, everybody was in AIG, and not only in this country. When you watch the Too Big to Fail, it's amazing. And I just really recommend that you go out and watch it, because it will educate you in what happened. It'll educate you where the term too big, quote, to fail came about. And the thing is that I want to make sure that consumers understand, back to the story that we're talking about right now, is that consumers understand that they do have a choice. And when these banks charge you and they try to change their policies in midstream, when you signed up with them one way and they're trying to change everything that's going on into another just so they can make a buck, haven't they made enough money? I think that they have. I really think that they have. But, you know, I'm just one person, but I really think, you know, they need to – it's ridiculous. They don't need to do it anymore. Now, we're going to go ahead and do our song pick of the week, and it is by the amazing, amazing country music superstar, 14 number one hits, I believe, and From What Mattered Most to Living in a Moment, so many songs. This artist has so many songs that have such great messages. This is one of my favorites. This is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live's Song Pick of the Week. It is by the amazing Ty Herndon. It is called Stones. Ty will be live on our show in the first week of December, so we'll be able to talk to him about this. And right now, it's new, it's dangerous, it's in your face. It's Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live's Song Pick of the Week. Ty Herndon, Stones. Take a listen.
Call it love, showing off, skipping rocks across the water. Stones, I handed one to you. You put it in your pocket, said you loved it, said you'd keep it wherever. stones. One by one they mark our passage along this winding road we're on. With each turn we take from the cradle to the grave, our lives are paved with stones. Tiny velvet box, one perfect little rock, a little thing, it's just a ring, but it says marry me. Stones, we'll build ourselves a home where love's the cornerstone.
Okay, America, that was Ty Herndon, and that song is called Stones, and you can go to Credit Talk USA.com and you can hear the entire song, and you can purchase that song right now on iTunes.com. Go to TyHerndon.com and you can get more information. That song was released just a couple of days ago. America, this is a number one hit. Please go by and listen to it. Got a great message. All right, when we come back, we will start reading your emails to find out what you think about 40,000 people moving their money from big banks to credit unions. 650,000 customers have joined credit unions between September 29th and the first week in November. What does that tell you? I know what it tells me. We'll find out more when we come back. This is Kelly Clarkson, Stronger on Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Don't touch that dial, America. We'll be right back.
Imagine fulfilling your wildest fantasies, like eating pepperoni pizza-flavored ice cream. Mmm. Or your teenager warmly affirming your every word with a nod and a smile. Ooh, ooh. Or how about a 30-year mortgage fixed at rates below 3.99% and an annual percentage rate below 4.25%? Now that's something you might be able to believe in. Because of all the fun in our economy, if you have a mortgage between $175,000 and $417,000, it is quite possible you'll qualify for a 30-year mortgage fixed below 3.99% with an annual percentage rate below 4.25%. You'll need a credit score of 740 and 20% equity to qualify for those rates. But the rates are still great if you don't have that equity and your scores are a little bit less. Call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply with TexasLending.com.
Equal housing lender. Texas license number 137-773.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
All right, America, here is a peek of Breaking Dawn. Everybody ready? This is talking about the wedding straight from the cast, and here we go.
I've been waiting a century to marry you, Miss Swan.
I know I can do this.
Breaking Dawn Part 1 begins with an invitation to a wedding.
This is a relatively momentous moment for the series.
You ready?
Calling me from the dead.
Never.
Alice has planned a beautiful, decadent wedding along the lines of Midsummer Night's Dream.
I've sort of been ramping up to do that scene for like 3 years.
It was intense, but it was great to be able to see that.
I mean, it's been building up and building up and building up. Edward's proposed to her about 50 times by now. It'd be quite nice. At least he doesn't have to propose anymore.
I think that's going to be really exciting.
I think it's beautiful. I love it.
The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 1, rated PG-13, November 18th.
America, that is OTEP. You're a Woman Now, one of the most amazing bands out there, just completed a second leg of her tour, currently writing a poetry album. So excited. Go to OTEP.me to get more information on this band. Make sure you follow them. They have close to 300,000 followers on Facebook and I believe over 20-something thousand on Twitter. There's no denying this is a band to be reckoned with, and OTEP Shemaya is a force all on her own. So amazing, so creative, so charismatic. If you can't tell, I love the band. All right, America, this is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Axley. Remember, we are America's number one credit show. Thanks to you, America. Make sure you come back and listen every Thursday at 1 p.m. And we just played you the wedding scene, or the cast from Breaking Dawn talking about the wedding scene. Breaking Dawn, one of the Twilight Saga, to the second to the last movie, expected to do $145 million. We'll talk about that more in entertainment news. Now back to our show. America, we are talking about how consumers are tired of big banks and are moving their money in droves to credit unions. To credit unions. 650,000 people estimated to have moved their accounts to credit unions from big banks from September 29th, 2011, all the way to November, the first week in November. Also, these new customers brought with them an estimated $4.5 billion in new savings accounts. $4.5 billion. Ouch! That has got to hurt the big banks. The big banks have got to be feeling that. That's got to hurt. Also, real quick, America, coming up in 3 minutes, we'll tell you about American Negotiators. If you are ready to end your debt permanently, you need to stay tuned because we're going to tell you about that company. All right, America? All right, so let's talk about this real quick. In addition to the new members, credit unions saw $80 million in new savings and $90 million in new loans on that Saturday. Now, people got together and they just said, you know what, this is a survey of only 1,100 credit unions. 1,100 credit unions. Wow. I mean, I'm actually kind of speechless as the more I read this article, the fruition of what is happening is becoming very clear. When you say, in addition to new members, credit unions saw $80 million in new savings accounts and $90 million in new loans, and yet you hear out there that nobody is loaning money, you have to call BS on that, kind of, because this is only from 1,100 credit unions. Or it could be that the credit unions are the ones that are loaning the money. Maybe that's the case. Maybe the credit unions are loaning the money and the other companies are not doing it. When I say companies, I mean banks. Let's recap. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Regions Bank. Those were three of the major banks that wanted to charge you money to get your money out of the bank. What did you think about that, huh? I don't know. I think it's a little shady. And even though they're deciding not to do it anymore, I don't know. I don't like it. Now, real quick, we're going to take just a short break. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about American Negotiators. We're going to start reading your emails. And if you would like to join us live, you can do that at 619-638-8513. 619-638-8513. You're welcome to email me at credittalkusa.com. We read your emails live on the air. 66 emails that we've gotten about this article. I am ecstatic about the response we are receiving from the public about what's going on. America, let's do this. Bye-bye. Oh, you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live on Blog Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. I'm coming back to you. Thank you.
Imagine fulfilling your wildest fantasies, like eating pepperoni pizza-flavored ice cream. Mmm. Or your teenager warmly affirming your every word with a nod and a smile. Ooh, ooh. Or how about a 30-year mortgage fixed at rates below 3.99% and an annual percentage rate below 4.25%? Now that's something you might be able to believe in. Because of all the fun in our economy, if you have a mortgage between $175,000 and $417,000, it is quite possible you'll qualify for a 30-year mortgage fixed below 3.99% with an annual percentage rate below 4.25%. You'll need a credit score of 740 and 20% equity to qualify for those rates. But the rates are still great if you don't have that equity and your scores are a little bit less. Call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply with TexasLending.com.
Equal housing lender. Texas license number 137773.
In every family, there's one person who drives you a little crazy.
I gotta pick Jill up at 4 a.m.
She comes once a year and she's leaving on Sunday.
However, there's no escaping it when it's your sister.
How we doing?
Your twin sister.
Are you going bald?
Huh?
No. You're getting fatter, and your hair doesn't realize it needs to cover more face.
Okay.
From the producers of Just Go With It and Grown Ups.
Me and Jill are still alike.
We are nothing alike, I promise you.
She isn't shy. And she isn't leaving.
I put a little list together of things I want to do.
Beach. Horseback riding.
Let's go! Oh, my God!
Seriously, honey, can't you try a little harder? She's your sister.
This year.
Guess who is taking you to the Lakers game?
Finally, some swim time.
Compliments to Mr. Pacino.
What?
This is insane, man. You gotta call him.
From Columbia Pictures.
All you gotta do is make contact.
That's what.
Some of you?
Oui, monsieur.
Je te réponds pour ce qui? Je me tombe.
Je comprends pas. Je...
Oh! Oh! Oh, my God! I'm sure you have others.
You'd think it, but oddly enough, I don't.
Family is forever.
Daddy, do you know how to jump rope?
We were the Double Dutch Kings.
Adam Sandler, Katie Holmes.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
Your host, John Ashley, President and CEO of American Negotiators. We can be heard every Thursday at 1 o'clock, Friday, not our normal time. So make sure you come back and listen to us. Make sure you tell all your friends about us. Also, remember, next Thursday is Thanksgiving, so we will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock instead of Thursday, as that is Thanksgiving. So also make sure you give all your friends and family a big hug on Thanksgiving. And guys, if you know somebody out there that doesn't have anywhere to go on Thanksgiving, be a sport and offer them somewhere to go. Some people just don't have the luxury of having family as a lot of people do. All right, let's talk about this real quick. American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time, which is the exclusive sponsor of Credit Talk USA today. And if you're ready to end your debt permanently, everybody that calls this number for the next 15 minutes is going to get 50% off our outstanding debt negotiation services. 50% off, America. You heard me. And all you have to do is call 972-200-1187, 972-200-1187, or 866-865-3977, or savedfromdebt.com. Now, and then click on new account information, click on debt negotiation. It will be time, date, and stamp, and you will qualify for the 50% off. Now, when you call the office, make sure you heard it, tell them you heard about it on Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, so you qualify for the 50% off. All right, America, let's talk about this, and let's tell you that people are not happy with big banks. They are unhappy with big banks, and they're saying this loud and clear. By moving their money from the big banks to credit unions. Over 650,000 people did that. 650,000 people said no to their big banks. Once again, America, let's remind you, if you are ready to end your debt permanently, you need to call 972-200-1187. 972-200-1187 or 866-865-3977 or savefromdebt.com. And you might ask, why do I need debt negotiation? Well, America, right now, unfortunately, creditors are not rewarding consumers for taking care of their bills. In fact, they are lowering consumers' credit lines, raising their interest, and raising their monthly payment. And when I say they're raising their interest, I'm not talking about just a little bit raising their interest. They're raising their interest as high as almost 30%. You heard me right. 30%. So, America, is that something that you want to do? What if you owed American Express $38,000? And we could settle it for, say, $6,000. What if you owed Chase $21,000 and we could settle it for, say, $2,700 with 4 months of payments? You heard me right. We can sometimes take the same amount of money that you are paying right now and we can get it set up on payments and attempt to get you out of debt with the same amount of money you're already paying. Now, that's not in all cases, but you're not going to know if you even qualify for our services, and you'll have, you have 12 minutes now, America, 12 minutes to get our 50% off. The 50% off is going to end very soon. And if you don't believe me, you can ask people that call our office all the time and say, I'm ready to take advantage of the 50% off. Yeah, but that was then, and this is now. And so now, even though we have the best rates of any debt negotiation services, period, this, you won't be able to qualify for it. I also want to remind you, America, this is not credit repair. This in no way will we do anything to your credit report. We will not even contact the credit bureaus, okay? Your creditors, by law, will update your credit reports once the accounts have been settled and there's zero balance. But keep in mind, your credit score is based on 35% of your credit score is a paying history, and 30% of your score is what you owe. So if we can work things out and attempt to settle your debts for literally pennies on the dollar, doesn't that make sense that that's what you need to do? Go to your phones right now and call 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187 or 866-865-3977. Once again, America, that number is 866-865-3977, 972-200-1187, or savedfromdebt.com. If you are ready to end your debt permanently, you get 50% off right now, but you have to call. You only have 11 minutes. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. When we come back, entertainment news. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Axley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's
bad. Hi! Wow! Middle of summer. I know what you're thinking about. Christmas! I know, I can't wait either. Here, come on.
I've got something really amazing to show you.
But you promise you won't show loads of people or stick it on the internet?
Here, look.
Gift wrap elves! Attention!
Yes, sir!
Santa's airborne gift wrap medallion. The green ribbons.
Present arms!
Mathematician scissors! Chase guns! Gift wrap!
Santa patterns!
Set! Brilliant!
On my count, wrap that!
That, sir?
Let me hear your Christmas noise!
Ho, 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 sir!
Ho, 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 go, go, go!
Wait, whoa!
Hey, this is top secret! Turn that off!
Arthur Christmas.
Wow!
That's one big teddy bear!
Whoa! Coming in November.
There's nothing coming in November. Go back to your summer.
Arthur! No polar bears in Mission Control!
America, this is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Edgley. Hey guys, listen, our show is normally over in about 90 seconds. However, we are going to extend our show today so that we can read some of your emails. Also, we're going to extend the 50% off. That's what I love about Blog Talk Radio. They love us so much that they'll let us go 2 hours. Which, America, stay tuned, because starting in 2012, our show will go 2 hours. Stay tuned. We'll tell you more about that later. Also, remember, next weekend on Thanksgiving is Thursday, our normal show day, and it will not be that day. Our show will be live on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. So make sure that you stay tuned. All right, guys, we're talking about credit unions and how 40,000 people have moved their accounts, over 650,000 new accounts, it's millions. I mean, it's just ridiculous the way that this is all going. And it's actually, when you're looking at this, since September 29th, 650,000 new credit union accounts have been opened. Are you one of those consumers that were talking, that were saying, you know what, how frustrated they are about their bank account? However, they continued to deal with it. They continued to let their bank take advantage of them. Are you one of those people? I don't know. Let's talk about that. Real quick, let's do entertainment news. Breaking Dawn started this weekend, and I want to play you where the cast is talking about the marriage deal. This movie is on route to make $145 million, and if it does this weekend, guys, all these twihards out there, if you do, it'll be the biggest grossing movie of all time, next to Breaking Dawn from last week. So I'm sorry, from last year, excuse me, not last week. Breaking Dawn starts today everywhere. Here you go. Take a listen.
I've been waiting a century to marry you, Swan.
I know I can do this.
Breaking Dawn Part 1 begins with an invitation to a wedding.
This is a relatively momentous moment for the series.
You ready?
Yes. Just don't let me fall, Dad.
Never.
Alice has planned a beautiful, decadent wedding along the lines of Midsummer's Night Dream.
I've sort of been ramping up to do that scene for like 3 years.
It was intense, but it was great to be able to see that.
I mean, it's been building up and building up and building up. Edward's proposed to her about 50 times by now. It'd be quite nice. At least he doesn't have to propose anymore.
I think that's going to be really exciting.
I think it's beautiful. I love it.
The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 1, rated PG-13, November 18th.
So, November 18th is today. Are you going to be one of the people that flocks to the movie theaters? Guess what, America? It's already sold out everywhere. If you don't already have a ticket, you won't be seeing it tonight, that I can find anyway. Okay, real quick, let's talk about American Negotiators. If you are ready to end your debt permanently, go to your phones. You only have 5 minutes left. Call 972-200-1187, 972-200-1187, or 866-865-3977, or savefromdebt.com. Everybody that calls that number or emails, make sure you tell the office that you heard about it on Credit Talk. Put in the promotion code Credit Talk on the internet, and you qualify for the 50% off. Now back to the show. Let's read some of your emails. Karen Shaw says, you should ask how many people had already moved their money and closed their accounts. I did this weeks ago. Well, that's what we've been asking on this show, and that's what you're telling us. MC Crockett says, charging a fee for using a debit card has created a nightmare. Can anyone explain the advantage of using a debit card over a credit card? Any company that allows me to purchase goods or services with a credit or debit card has already incorporated a 6% or more fee into the price of the good or the service. If you use a debit card to purchase a good or service, the effective annual interest rate, and then this goes on, I'm not going to continue to read this. I don't actually agree with a lot what they're saying. The difference between a debit and credit card is this, MC Crockett, is that when you use a debit card, you're using your own money, which means you pay zero interest. And if you use a credit card and you are going to be paying some interest, if you don't make your payment on the right day, if you make it one day late, even if you pay your payment, every single month and pay it to a zero balance, there could be fees, there could be so many things that happens, and I just don't suggest. In fact, I detest credit cards. I have not had a credit card in 7, almost 8 years, and I'm very happy with that. Downbeat 2 says, not all credit unions are trustworthy. They're not paying taxes, and being nonprofit does not stop them from being unethical. Hey, there's unethical banks in everything. So I don't agree with that either. The thing is that credit unions are just as ethical as any bank that I know. And, in fact, credit unions seem to treat their customers even better. And that's what I like. I like the fact that credit unions don't treat their customers as a number. You know what I mean? They don't. They treat them as a person. They actually remember who you are. All right, America, we are out of time. And once again, if you are ready to end your debt permanently, you need to go to your phones and you need to call 972-200-1187, 972-200-1187, or 866-865-3977, or savedfromdebt.com. make sure you put on there that you heard about us on Credit Talk USA, and you get the 50% off. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your Friday. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I'm John Exley, your host, and I am out of here.
Part of the order.